found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. Just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It's been a brutal 3 days. For tens of millions of Americans, a series of storms moved across central, southern, and southeastern states, killing at least 40 people. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Tylertown, Mississippi.
Dust storms, wildfires, as many as 70 tornadoes, all part of one enormous line of bad weather.
It's pretty mangled.
Dakota Henderson helped his aunt through a bedroom window after it was the only room left standing in her Missouri home.
But it was a rough night.
Across the state, twisters killed at least a dozen people over the weekend.
It's really disturbing for what happened to the people, the casualties.
In Missouri alone, 12 people were killed. The storm system will bring rain to the northeast tomorrow. The U.S. and Houthi rebels in Yemen continue to exchange attacks as the U.S. pushes back against Houthi threats to attack ships in the Red Sea. Here's the BBC's Maura Alderson.
The Houthis in Yemen say there have been fresh U.S. strikes in the area, this time in the port city of Hodeidah. More than 50 people were killed on Saturday when U.S. airstrikes targeted sites, including in the capital Sana'a. Washington says some key Houthi figures were among the dead.
Let the bracket filling begin. March Madness is here, that collection of men's and women's National Collegiate Athletic Association tournaments. They're among the most closely watched sporting events in America. Every year, millions of people fill out their brackets in hopes of correctly guessing who will win each round. Keith Gill is the vice chair of the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee.
The bracketing and how those things work, we try to make sure across the top four seed lines that the top four seeds from a conference are in different regions, and that's really important.
Auburn is the top overall seed despite three losses in their last four games. The tournament begins Tuesday. Alleged gang members have been removed from the U.S. CBS's Christian Benavides says there's a dispute about whether the administration defied a court order not to do so.
The government of El Salvador released images Sunday showing what they say are 261 gang members deported from the U.S., mainly from Venezuela, that will be held in detention by that country. The announcement comes after a federal judge blocked the Trump administration from invoking a 1798 law called the Alien Enemies Act. The law would allow the arrest and deportation without typical due process.
Good news from the Vatican. The 88-year-old leader of the world's Catholics appears to be gaining strength.
The Vatican released the first image of Pope Francis in more than a month, showing him participating in a mass at the hospital chapel. The photo, taken from behind, captures the Pope seated in a wheelchair before the altar.
CBS's Chris Livesay in Rome. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With SKYRIZI, Risen Kizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to SKYRIZI, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SKYRIZI, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Some food recalls you should know about.
The FDA says Small Bites macaroni and cheese packages sold at Whole Foods have been recalled because they might contain eggs and meat that aren't listed in the ingredients. They were sold in the frozen food section at stores nationwide. Also, 75,000 bottles of International Delight Cinnabon Creamer and Hazelnut Creamer have been recalled in 31 states because they may be spoiled and can make you sick. The best buy date was July 2nd, 2025. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
5 new movies opened in wide release in theaters in North America this weekend. According to studio estimates, Novocaine took first place with $8.7 million worth of tickets sold. Mickey 17 and the spy thriller Black Bag came in second and third place, with both reporting $7.5 million weekends. Fourth place, Captain America Brave New World, now in its fifth weekend of wide release. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 28. Sunny, breezy, and 50 for Monday. Monday night, mostly clear, lows around 40. Into the mid-50s on your Tuesday. Some rain likely on Wednesday, maybe a rumble of thunder. It'll be breezy and 56. Right now, 31 degrees.
So Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
American woman said, get away. American woman, listen what I say. Don't come out hanging around my door. Don't want to see your face no more. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scenes. Colored lights can hypnotize. Sparkle someone else's eyes. Now, woman, get away from me. American woman, mama, let me be. Go, gotta get away, gotta get away now. Go, go, go. I'm gonna leave you, woman. Gonna leave you, woman. Bye-bye. 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 You're no good for me.
The time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying.
nighttime shadows disappear. And with them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. We know the crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying when the bed sings. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another, but don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Let the sun catch you crying, oh no, oh, oh, oh.
Here, Hometown Radio, refreshed, WRJN.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Been 40 days since I told.
after you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Scar. Intoxicate me, Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
Tell me.
and timeless hits. WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
WRJN.
Get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful. Be brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, yeah. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of our beautiful sun. Someday, yeah. Brighter.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. It's been a day of cleanup in much of the South and the Midwest following deadly storms this weekend. At least 40 people were killed. WAKA-TV's George McDonald is in Plantersville, Alabama, where one twister hit up to 165 miles per hour.
When we arrived, we seen total devastation. We had one deceased subject. It was a male subject, about 70 years old, was deceased in his shop. Found him under some debris. But then we had a search for a female subject that actually lived in a manufactured home behind the
82-year-old Annie Freeze trailer was swept away by a tornado.
Tried to call Grandma to check on him and couldn't get him on the phone. And I just jumped in the car by myself and headed down here. I didn't expect this. I get about a half a mile from here and I can't get to her. So I just parked my car and got out and walked.
Despite a judge's order, the Trump administration deported hundreds of Venezuelan migrants they say were gang members. Flights apparently were in the air at the time of the ruling. CBS's Lily Luciano is following this and has more on the conditions in an El Salvadorian prison.
You have 80 to 100 people crammed into a large cell, sleeping on slabs of metal, where you cannot receive any visitors, and where the only communication with the outside world is for communications with attorneys via Zoom, so not even attorneys can come visit. Bukele said that they're going to remain there for at least a year, a period that could be extended.
Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have just